as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
We're Tennis. The song is called In the Morning, I'll Be Better.
This week on the Sessions at Midori House, we're being entertained by American husband and wife duo Tennis. Not content with just being married to each other, Elena and Patrick decided to start making music together, and four albums later, it seems like that wasn't a bad idea at all. The latest record, Yours Conditionally, is a warm and dreamy ode to 70s pop, and you can judge it for yourselves as they play from it today. Patrick, also known as Tennis, welcome to the Sessions at Midori House.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, any excuse to be here, we will take immediately.
First of all, we should address the fact that you're a married couple making music. When was the point in your marriage where you decided it was time to make a band?
That's a good question. We both were music school dropouts, and we never thought we'd like re-examine music. But I think we just got home one day and were a little bit bored and like finding ourselves like having trouble communicating some of the recent things that had happened in our life. And we thought music was the best platform for that.
Yeah, it's weird. It was like kind of a boring story. Like we really truly had been so like burned out with music and cynical about it. We never thought we would make music together. And we'd been married for a year before we ever tried. We had a list of like stress relieving activities from Pat's doctor, like have a glass of wine, you know, go for a walk, play some music. And we were actually that stressed, like going through the list each night, like trying a different thing. And we're like, okay, Pat's like, I think I have an old guitar and whatever. And the first thing he played is now a song. And the second I heard him playing it, I had lyrics and melodies come into my mind from my journal that I had kept on a sailing trip we had been on the year before. And we wrote a song in like 30 minutes. having never ever played, we never even played for each other. I'd never heard him play guitar.
It happens so quickly. And then I think I remember showing it to my friend like the next day, and he's like, I have to release this. And he, our friend, like from back home, just convinced us that like it was worthy of other people hearing it. And
so we did not have any lofty goals or truly any ambition except for to reduce stress, which is funny because now tennis, our band, is the most stressful part of our lives. So now we're trying stress relieving activities to relieve us from the music.
Totally.
But it's so worth it. I mean, I wouldn't trade it for anything.
That music making process right at the beginning sounds so natural and so quick. Is it still the same now? Do you write music together or do you come up with ideas separately and then come to each other with them?
It's always changing. We have some songs that take years to write. Like there's one song on our new record that has, there's probably like 12 different versions of it before mm-hmm. we settled on one. And it took over a year to write. And that's actually the first track on the album.
After that first record, nothing came quite so instantaneously. Every once in a while, there's like a gift of inspiration that just will drop into my lap. And I'm like, oh, thank you. I've been waiting for the easy song. But I, you know, once we really got into it, I understood that writing of any kind is mostly, it's just about showing up and just, you know, clocking in and doing the work over and over until something works.
One, two, one, two, three, four. I'm so afraid to hurt me. I think I might have made it true. There's no need to implicate me. You were never one for proof. Oh, what is comfort in a touch of closeness you took. I know that's the way you appreciate me. Even though we haven't spoken lately, oh, I think I might have made it real. I think I might have made it so real. I think I might have made it real. I think I tired of living with this. Oh, I think I might have made it real. I think I might have made it so real. I think I might have made it real. Oh, right. I think I might have made it so real. All I want is comfort in a touch of
when you're making music as a couple, do you ever have to be wary of letting your audience in too much to your lives together?
Yeah, I think this album is centered around that very idea. Like we went on another sailing trip. We basically sailed out into a barren spot on the Mexico coastline. And we lived on our small boat and just away from everyone, away from every sort of perspective,
mm-hmm.
Just to kind of liberate ourselves from these expectations that people weren't necessarily putting on us, but it felt like they were putting them on us.
Yeah, and as far as like how much to let people in, I do struggle with that sometimes, but I don't have like this like wholly formed like stage persona or anything, and neither does Patrick, to like act as like a buffer between myself and the audience that can still connect. So I feel like my only alternative is to be as openly me as possible, whatever that is, just, you know, like my neurotic, self-deprecating self. And I feel like for me growing up, I never thought music could be mine because I didn't have this groomed, conventionally beautiful, like I always felt like someone on the fringes, and I never felt like I belong, you know what I mean? Especially for writing pop music, which is what we do. So I feel like I would want to see someone like me, just like an awkward, real human. So I'm just committing to that.
And when you share everything, your lives, your home, your music, do you ever get nervous about sharing an idea about a new song with each other?
That's probably the only thing we don't ever stress about, because we're used to like hearing each other's opinions at this point, and they don't bother us as much as maybe they did when we were first starting out. So I have no problem criticizing something that Elena makes. She has no problem criticizing something that I make.
Yeah, we're never nervous. The only problem is when someone really likes what they're doing and the other one doesn't, and that person will like really dig their heels in and just be like, why don't you like this? You should really like this. But
but sometimes that leads to like the best song, when we can figure out a way to tweak it to where we're both happy with it. Then that's all the filtering we need to make a song that we're happy with.
Maybe you need a double album where side A is all of Pat's songs that Elena hates, and side B is all of Elena's songs
We've actually thought about that.
Mm-hmm. We really have.
When you're in a band together, does it make your home feel like the workplace sometimes?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we never turn off. Like, this is our lives at this point. Like, we're constantly thinking about the band. I dream about the band. On the business side of it is, like, easily the most annoying part. It's
the part we never imagined having to care about.
But it's a huge priority. It's like trying to figure out a way to make a living doing this is like, I don't know, something that stumps us from day to day.
Mm-hmm. Because you decided to release this album yourselves, right?
This is by far and away the most successful release we've ever had, which we're like insanely honored to have, you know, the reception that it's had. But yeah, that was a huge risk, and it kept us up at night.
But being an indie band, we've always had this, like, every album cycle, it's just a constant negotiation of, like, what can we give up to make this tiny, tiny budget work so that we can live for one more month and play three more shows and record one more EP or whatever. So it's something we're always juggling, but obviously it's completely worth it, and the rewards outweigh all of the sacrifice. So it's definitely been a good learning experience for us.
We're Tennis. The song is called 10 Minutes, 10 Years.
You could have me for 10 minutes. You could have me for 10 years. I could lose you in the hours. I could lose you in the tears. Without you, oh my baby, without you, oh my love, the feeling's gone completely, oh, oh. Those who measured time and distance haven't known a lot like mine. There is only perfect closeness. Don't you leave it all behind. The feeling's out without you. Thank you.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guests were Tennis, and their new album, Yours Conditionally, is out now. The duo are currently supporting The Shins on their US tour. This show was produced by me, Holly Fisher, and mixed by Kieran Banerjee. Join us at the same time next week when we'll have music from country superstar Jason Isbell. But for now, thanks for tuning in.